Welcome to Thinks Out Loud, internet marketing expertise your business needs. I'm Tim Peter. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome back to Thinks Out Loud, your source for all the internet marketing expertise your business needs. My name is Tim Peter. Today is Wednesday, February 19th, 2014. This is the 62nd episode of Thinks Out Loud. Gosh, I can't believe we've done over 60 of these already. It's crazy. But you keep coming back, so I'm just going to keep doing them. So really, you have nobody to blame but yourself. No, I really do appreciate you tuning in every week. I know I say that all the time, but I mean it. I enjoy doing this. This is one of the parts of the week that I look forward to the most. And the fact that anybody tunes in and listens is just amazing to me. So I really appreciate it. It really brings a smile to my face and really makes this a lot of fun. So there's a lot to talk about. Just a whole bunch of stuff. For starters, I gave a talk earlier today, talking about how your customers, elements of e-commerce, and how digital storytelling drives revenue for your company. And there were a bunch of things in there that tie back to what we've been talking about for, oh gosh, 6-7 weeks now, going all the way back to episode 56 with your 2014 internet marketing resolutions. And then we followed that up with talking about internet strategy in a changing world, and then talked further about how are your customers changing in 2014, and whether your customers are ready for mobile commerce, and then a bunch about what internet marketing strategy isn't, and then just followed it up last week with some talk about how you can build your brand through internet marketing. And really what I want to talk about today is taking that the next step. And really this talk I gave today, earlier today, and the slides will be in the show notes for this episode, which of course you can find at timpeter.com/podcast. But as I said, what I want to talk about is how you tie all that back to actually getting your customers to take action. You know, what I put in the talk, I started out by talking about curling in the Olympics. I don't know if any of you are watching the Olympics or have seen curling on the Olympics. It's this crazy sport. I think it's really cool. Where the people who are involved in it slide a stone, a big round rock, flat but round, you know, circular type thing. Picture a big shuffleboard puck, right? They slide this thing down an ice-covered alley, like bowling or like shuffleboard or something like that, right? They're on this platform or this table or court. I'm actually not sure what it's called. I really ought to find this out before I start talking about it. But nonetheless, I think it's cool. It's fun to watch. And near as I can tell, the intent of the sport is to get your stones as close to the goal as possible and to shout like crazy while you do it. I mean, it's just like the minute they start sliding the thing, you hear people like, "Rah!" You're just yelling at the top of their lungs. It's really wild. It's really fun. And it's very entertaining. And it's surprisingly strategic. I read the other day that they refer to it as chess on ice, because you've got to really give a lot of thought to where you're going to place the stone so that your opponents can't knock it out and all that other kind of thing. And it's incredibly entertaining. It's wildly entertaining. But the lesson in it, the thing that I found so interesting, is this whole notion of the fact that on the team, you've got two people who have these brushes. And what they do with the brushes is they sweep like crazy in front of the stone at varying points during its transit down this court to get the stone to either get close to the goal or to curl the stone, which is where the name comes from, either behind their opponent's rock or behind a guard rock that's holding a spot and protecting them from being knocked off the board. And it's really wild. But it got me thinking about the fact that your customers have a goal, and that so much of what they're trying to do. This is something I very much talked about a couple of weeks ago when I talked about, are your customers ready for mobile commerce? Is the fact that there's lots of friction in the way of your customers accomplishing their goals a lot of the time. Now, despite that, the growth of mobile is huge. The growth of the internet is huge. I did an article earlier this week that talked about the fact that some hotel companies, Starwood Hotels and Resorts, is seeing mobile bookings, so mobile sales, growing at a rate 5 times faster than their e-commerce bookings did 10 years ago. This despite the fact that, with no disrespect to Starwood, mobile booking and mobile sales and mobile checkout processes, by and large, aren't very good yet for a lot of reasons. One of them is it's hard to pay. I mean, we've talked about this plenty of times before about how hard it is to enter your information on a small screen, and there aren't good systems that make that more seamless today. But if you look at what various companies are doing, it is amazing how the big companies, the big players that we've talked about before, AgFam and people like that, Apple, Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and Visa and MasterCard and others, are doing everything they can to remove that friction. So, for instance, the Next Web has a story that talks about how Amazon has this coins currency that they've developed that's primarily used on the Kindle Fire today, and how they're starting to roll it out into Android overall. There was a piece on the Verge, on Verge.com, that talked about how Visa and MasterCard want to make Android, make mobile payments easier, more seamlessly, more friction-free. And clearly, they're doing everything they can to make this a simpler process for customers, to make it friction-free and easy. And the more that they do that, and more importantly, the more that you do that for your customers, the more you will see growth in the sales, in your sales. Now, obviously, I'm talking a lot about mobile. The same is true for e-commerce. The same is true for your regular online content. And one of the things that I talked about in this presentation earlier today is making sure that, you know, your content is snackable, that it's shareable, and that it's sharp. And what I mean by that is that the content is easily consumed in small bites, whether it's something that they're going to do on a bigger screen or on a smaller screen. The first people you want to talk to, the first people you want to attract, are those who are going to be kind of pressed for time. Because if you lose them, they may never come back. The people who have more time and are more interested and want to scroll down and read through all your content, you can give them that too, but you got to catch them right at the beginning with something fairly snackable, fairly simple, that actually just draws them in. The second thing you need to do is you need to make sure it's shareable. Because obviously one of the best ways to grow your brand is to let your customers tell your story on your behalf. Why should you do all the work? You're already working hard enough. Let your customers help you out. And so make sure you include things like a share on Twitter or a share on Facebook or a share on Pinterest or a share on Tumblr. Whatever social networks really matter to your customers, wherever your customers may be, make sure that that content can be shared easily so that you can reach out to a wider and wider audience of the friends and the family and the fans and the followers of your folks, the people who are already finding you. Let them help you. And then finally, when I talk about it being sharp, What I'm really talking about is making it really crisp and clear and clean and easy. Make it sharp. Get to the point. Focus on what the customer's goal is. And if you do a good job of removing that friction, of making it easy for them to accomplish their goal, odds go up tremendously that you will accomplish yours. And that's really the point that I want to get across with all this, that your goals depend upon your customers being able to solve theirs. So help them do that. Make like you're the guy with the brush and get out there and clear the friction out of the way. Now, there's another story I want to talk about that is unrelated to this directly, but is very, very important to watch over the long term. And that is about net neutrality. Now, I don't normally talk about this a lot, but there's a good piece up on GigaOhm.com, and again, this will be in the show notes, that talks about why net neutrality is important and why you should care. You want to make sure your customers can get to your content without friction being introduced by anybody, not by the cable companies, not by the mobile companies, not by any internet service provider. And while it may sound like a good idea that some people might have to pay more to make their content available, there's nothing in the arguments from the folks who are pushing to break down net neutrality that you wouldn't be one of them. And that's a bad, bad thing. So I know you've got a lot on your plate. I'm not asking you to take any specific action right now other than pay attention to the debate around net neutrality and make sure that you, you know, continue to push for that in any opportunity that you have to, because it really is going to matter for how your business grows in the longer run. Now, looking at the clock on the wall, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up for this week. As ever, I very, very much want to thank you for tuning in. It is always a pleasure to have you here. And I want to remind you that you can subscribe to Thinks Out Loud by going to timpeter.com/podcast or on iTunes or on Stitcher or on your favorite podcatcher. You can do a search for Tim Peter Thinks, Tim Peter Thinks Out Loud, or just plain old Thinks Out Loud. We should come up right away. If you go to timpeter.com/podcast, just click on the subscribe link in whatever episode you see right there at the top. And of course, you can email me at podcast@timpeter.com. I do, of course, welcome your comments and questions and concerns and thoughts and anything that you might want to share with me. I'd love to hear from you. By all means, please don't hesitate to reach out. Now, again, I want to thank you so much for tuning in. As I said at the top of the show, I would not do this without you. It is always, always fun to have you here. Always a pleasure to be with you every single week. And I look forward to seeing you right back here on Thinks Out Loud real soon. Hope you have a great weekend, everybody. Take care.